Hey guys, welcome back to Basically with Karen, and this is your Karen. So, I'm recording this. It's almost 10 o'clock, and it's 29th of November. So, 28th is my birthday, like yesterday was my birthday. And talking about birthday, it's not only a year you get older, it's more like a year you get to know what is happening around. It gives you a little bit of enlightenment, and also it gives you a little bit of like a sight, like where you're going. So, all these years, I have personally learned that people don't make you happy. Things don't make you happy. And most importantly, spending or like investing something will never make you happy. I know this sounds odd, but it is true. You have people like you love, they love you, and it's all like in a pact. But even if it is a pact, marriage is a pact. So even if you're married and you don't find yourself like happy, it's normal. You are in a relationship, you aren't happy, it's normal. So normalize being unintentionally happy. Normalize being sad. Normalizing being sad is like you don't, there is an immense, intense depression or intense sadness which prevails for a very short period of time unless you learn what makes you happy. All these can make you happy, like food can make you happy, going places can make you happy, or like talking with someone can make you happy, or like, yes, it does. You are alone and you will go alone. You were born alone. You have to stand by yourself alone and you will go alone. So the main thing is, if you get the idea of being alone or like practicing mindfulness while being alone, can make you more happy. And money can buy happiness, but still it is not something that you will have forever, because money flows, money circulates, so money evolves. So you just can't like make that statement that is it's yours. So, it's more like it'll just go away, come back, and it'll be dynamic. So, when you have yourself, you'll be happy. And investing or like giving out money for what you like, it's more like you are like investing for your future, but I heard this saying somewhere, that is, the house you are living in right now, after you're gone, someone might be living in it. The cars you're using, someone might like have it, or it might end up in a scrap shop. It's something like it's not permanent. Even like ourselves, you can't like tell I'm going to be here permanently. Some day or other you're going to go, you're going to pass. But you have to pass away happily without worrying what you're leaving behind. So when you have that mindfulness of like you have you thought, that won't be a big problem. Like, passing away will not be a big problem. But if you didn't, like, you didn't figure out what is the purpose of life or what you're, like, going on and, like, and what is going to happen after that will keep you awake even if you're dead. Why I meant is, like, if you're in deathbed, people tend to be happy, people tend to be sad, people tend to be confused, because people tend to be happy because, like, they have seen things in life, they are ready to pass, and it's fine. People tend to be sad because, like, they haven't seen enough, they haven't lived their life enough. People tend to be confused. They have no idea, like, why this is happening. Why is this ending? Steve Jobs had no idea, like, that day he would pass. Like, he would might have thought it. He has more, like, kind of time to, like, hang around. But, you know, life is uncertain. And you have to accept what is yours. So my 24 years of life, I've gone through many things, I am going through many things, I will, but at the end I'm a human, I will be happy of whatever the outcome is, because it's all temporary and it's all gonna be gone someday. I might sound like a little bit of philosophy, but no, it's not philosophy. I think it's just basic meaning of life. Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. Yeah, because, like, 24 years, this is my 24th year, so this is my perspective on life. 25 might be different, 26 might be different. It's uncertain, so keep exploring life. And keep doing it, because you might end up having a very thoughtful process which is happening in your mind, and that might give you millions of answers, questions and thoughts which will enrich you. So I think I have made it a very mindful podcast today, and I think it might also have helped you. So I will meet you all in my next podcast with another mindful thought, like, to talk about. So I'm not gonna, like, complete it, like, without our stuff. So yeah, be happy and, like, enjoy the moment. So until then, it's bye from Karen. Thank you so much for listening to me, and also give me suggestions to talk about so that I will have something to come up with and talk to you guys. Okay? Bye-bye.